Coming up on episode number 419, it was 20 years ago today that a band that had been together for just a little over 10 years decided to break up. And they formed in the late 70s and easily were one of the most popular, certainly one of the most successful American new wave bands of the 80s. I'm talking about The Cars, and coming up tonight you're going to hear covers of and by The Cars. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It's January 31st, 2008. My name is Brian Ebbett. Welcome to another edition of The Cover Story, where I pick a band or an artist, in this case a band, and I play you several covers of that band's music. Tonight, featuring The Cars, one of my favorite bands from that time period, from the early 80s. I remember having the cassette for their self-titled debut album in Candia. It was actually a double cassette. This wasn't recorded. A released cassette, a label released cassette that had their first and second albums on it, and I must have listened to that thing over and over about a million times. And so tonight's show is really going to focus on those first two albums by The Cars. We're going to have a lot of covers from their debut album and a few from Candio, both excellent albums. And why don't we just go ahead and get things started off with a song that really introduced the band to a lot of America, a song called Just What I Needed. It's performed here by The Replicants from their 1995 self-titled album. It's amazing what a slight chord change can do to this song. Enjoy Just What I Needed by The Replicants.
I need it.
You know, the Cars had a knack for putting women on the covers of their albums that did have a risque mouth. That's Let's Go by a group called Dumb Dog Run, D-U-M-D-O-G-R-U-N. It came out in 2004 on their self-titled album. This was a group that I found while doing the Not Lame podcast, which is back from extended hiatus. You'll find that over at notlamepodcast.com. Dumb Dog Run with their version of Let's Go. Excellent song and an excellent hard rock and power pop version. You know, the Cars really were a perfect example of great power pop, a really great power pop sound. And it's no wonder that they inspired so many power pop performers who covered their music. As a matter of fact, we'll talk about that in just a minute. Before that, Just What I Needed by The Replicants from their self-titled album from 1995. And that was recommended to me by Chad. Chad suggested I check out The Replicants, and I did, and I was glad I did. Great album by that band. This episode of Coverville is brought to you by Bluehost.com. It's the website that hosts Coverville.com, not the bandwidth for the shows, but the actual website. And they've been the host of the website ever since I started the show back in 2004. Why? Because they're fantastic. Their customer service is exemplary. When you sign up with Bluehost, when you move a web page there, they actually call you just to confirm, make sure that somebody didn't just put up a website in your name, make sure everything is hunky-dory with your setup and that you got everything installed okay. Very cool. And on top of that great customer service, you get some fantastic features like 15,000 gigabytes of transfer, which just doesn't seem real, but yes, it is, as well as 2,500 email addresses if you have 2,500 people that you'd like to give an email address to, and 1,500 gigabytes of space of storage. All that for the low price of $6.95 a month, $6.95 a month for all that stuff from Bluehost. Check them out, bluehost.com, but when you sign up, make sure you use the link on coverville.com or in the show notes. That will give me a little bit of a bonus for recommending them, bluehost.com. So I mentioned a minute ago the Not Lame podcast. I mentioned a little bit ago all the power pop bands that were influenced by the Cars. About three years ago, in 2004, Not Lame put out an album, a tribute album to the Cars called Substitution Mass Confusion. And it had some of my favorite artists on there, like Jason Faulkner and Blue and Sparkle Jets UK, all these bands that Not Lame sells. And I've played a few of the tracks from that album over the years of doing Coverville. I'm going to play another one right now. This is Doug Powell and his excellent version of Candio. This was a recommendation by Wayne, who I think knew that I was going to be putting something from this album on the show. From the 2004 album, Substitution Mass Confusion, here's Candio by Doug Powell.
Thank you. star. That's who you are. Do you have to win?
Good times roll, let them knock you around. Let the good times roll, let them make you a clown. Let them leave you up in the air. Let them brush your rock and roll. Let the good times roll. Let the good times roll. Let the stories be told. Let them say what they want. Let the photos be old. Let them show what they want. Let the good times roll. If the illusion is real, let them give you a ride. If they got thunder appeal, let them be on your side. Let them leave you up in the air. Let them brush your rock and roll hair. Let the good times roll. Won't you let the good times roll? Let the good times. Let the good times roll. Won't you let the good times roll? Well, let the good times roll. Let them roll. Well, let the good times.
Last night I was down in the lab.
from a demo that they recorded before their first album. That is a cover of one of their influences, Iggy Pop. Iggy Pop's song Fun Time, covered there by the Cars, just after they had formed and changed their name from, what was it, Cap'n Swing. Captain Swing. That was Elliot Easton, Rick Ocasek, and Ben Orr. And you can certainly hear Greg Hawk's hypnotic keyboards in that song as well. Very, very cool. Fun Time. And you'll find that on the Cars anthology that came out in 1995 called Just What I Needed. It is a great resource if you're a fan of the Cars, especially if you don't have any Cars on CD. Boom, that's a great place to start. It's the first disc is almost all of the songs from the first two or three albums, so it's really well worth picking up. Fun Time there by the Cars. Before that, Wire Graffiti with Good Times Roll. Wire Graffiti was introduced to me by Jason over at Insomnia Radio. He suggested they get in contact with me. They had this cover of the Cars, and they certainly did. And the rest is history. Got them on the show. Happy to do it, too, because that's a great track. And then we started things off with Candio by Doug Powell from that 2004 compilation Substitution Mass Confusion, which was put out by Not Lame, a bunch of power pop artists doing covers of the Cars songs that inspired them. Well worth checking out, definitely. All right, let's move on to the next set here, the last set, and I'm going to break my rule. You know, I've said it a few times here on the show, and I've said it recently in email, but I have kind of this unspoken rule or unwritten rule that I guess it won't be unspoken right now, will it? This unwritten rule that I try not to play the same song in multiple shows. Well, I'm going to break that rule. I'm going to play a song that I played way back in Coverville episode number 34 because I love it. Is there another reason I need, really? The Red House Painters and their cover of the Cars All Mixed Up. This comes from their 1996 album Songs for a Blue Guitar. Here are the Red House Painters.
pictures. She's always out making scenes. She's always out the window. When it comes to making dreams.
Always dancing down the street with the suede blue eyes. And every new boy that she meets doesn't know the real surprise. Here she comes again. She's always dancing beneath the stormy sky. Thank you.
from Minneapolis, lead singer of the country rockers Gear Daddies. That is Martin Zeller from his 1995 single Lie to Me. He's just going to keep on clapping in the background, isn't he? Please do. That's Best Friend's Girl, or My Best Friend's Girl was the original Cars. His version is called Best Friend's Girl. Martin Zeller from the CD single Lie to Me. Excellent version there. Before that, All Mixed Up. I think my favorite Cars cover of all time by the Red House Painters. That comes from their 1996 album, Songs for a Blue Guitar. Hey, did you hear that click? That's me starting the closing of the show music. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this Cars cover story. If you didn't, well, tell me about it. You can email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can call the request line at 206-222-COVER, or you can post a message on the weblogs and you'll find all that stuff at coverville.com. Next up is the Sunday night All Request Show, followed Tuesday. I can look at my list here. What do we got coming up here? The Chinese New Year starts somewhere around Tuesday, so we're going to have a Chinese New Year themed episode of Coverville with all the animals of the different Chinese New Years represented. If you have a recommendation or a request for that one, then please let me know, because I don't think I've planned anything for that one. And then a cover story next week that I haven't apparently decided on, because that's listed as blank. So let's get those suggestions in for that as well. We'll see whose birthday is right around there, too. Until then, until Sunday at least, this is Brandon Bitt saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cachefly, CacheFly.com.